Good evening, and how are you?
Blessed.
If we listen to the gospel, I don't think it's a nice gospel. Throughout the centuries, the theologians and scripture scholars have tried to make it nice. They've tried to fix it up, right? And say all the theological reasons why Jesus treated this woman bad today. And did he treat her bad? Yes, he treated her bad. Were you paying any attention? He sat there and she crying out to him, asked for pity, and he ignored her. Then after he ignored her, she kept coming at him. And then the apostle says, get rid of her. She's bothering us, those great saints. And then she went and did homage. Get rid of her, he said, hey, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the lost children of Israel. And she still didn't give up. She fell and did him homage. And then when she did him homage, he even did worse. We're not to take the scraps for the children and give it to the dogs. Huh? So what does he call her? A dog. Huh? And then she says, even the dogs get the scraps. Oh, and then he just gave up. Oh, woman, great is your faith. Huh? I think Jesus is having a bad day in his humanity, huh? I just do. It's just that simple. But could you imagine if that was me? If you came and asked me for something and I ignored you, which you might think I do, but I have never, on purpose anyway. Well, maybe. Anyway, so then I ignore you. And then you come and you ask some more and the rest of them say, get rid of this person, they're driving us insane. And then the person comes at me and I say, get out of here, I'm only for the St. Joseph people, you're not from St. Joseph. And then you keep going, I say, hey, listen, you're a dog, get out of here. Do you think people would be upset? I'll bet you they would write to the bishop. I'll bet you people would be going out of their minds. We wouldn't have anyone coming here. He called somebody a dog. Now you know that would be true. And yet this is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of the universe that did this. Why? That's what it comes down to. I think he was calling us to two things, faith and perseverance. Faith that God is good, even when it doesn't seem that things are going right. Have you ever had life that it stinks? Where one day after another, nothing's going right. One day after another, you don't think God's listening to you. One day after another, it gets worse and worse and worse, and you think, what is going on? Does God care? Is he there? Does he want to do anything for me? I think he's ignoring me. You ever have those days? And so we got to have this faith that even when things are dark, that God is good. And that God is listening, and that God will answer us. But our job is to persevere, persevere, persevere. Never give up, never give up, never give up. And that ain't just praying for something for a day or a week. I have been praying for something in my life for 35 years. I still haven't got it. 35 years, that's a long time. God, excuse me, we keep persevering. We never give up. You never say, well, God's no good. God doesn't care. God doesn't listen. You keep going back with prayer, going back to prayer, going back to prayer. I believe you will take care of me. I believe, I believe, I believe. And then finally, the God of the universe looks at the woman and says, oh, woman, great is your faith. Because she proved her faith through perseverance. Do we prove our faith through perseverance? Huh? To keep saying, and then the great line was, great is your faith, let it be done as you wish. You see, often we think and we wish for things that aren't good. Oh, God isn't going to give anything good to me. Oh, God, my life stinks. And we become these self-fulfilling prophesiers. You know, our life becomes what we think it will be. You know, it's going to stink, it's going to be bad. Well, God says, let it be done to you as you wish. Don't wish that stuff. Wish for good. Wish for healing. Wish for the goodness of God. Wish for the best. Hope for the best. Pray for the best. Persevere, persevere, persevere. And God will look at you and God will look at me and say, oh, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish. So have faith and never give up and hope for the good. Thanks, sweetie. I think it's the beard of your father that makes you that way. I'm sorry. That scuzzy, miserable beard. Matron owes his love today and forever. Amen. Leave the Amish here in the second period.